Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has much to say to His people who love and trust Him. The only way we're going to get out of the trouble we're in is through Jesus Christ. He washed away our sins, but we have to fill our heart with His Word in order to withstand all of the wiles of the devil, the influence of the world system, all the pleasure of it, and all the danger of it, and all the hurts of it. The only way we can heal and go forward is to fill our heart with His Word. And then we can conquer in life. We're made to be more than conquerors. These are scriptural facts. The Lord made us righteous. And He made us in the first place. He made Adam. And then He did a good job. He didn't do anything wrong. And everybody, every man and every woman is made in God's image. Very important. People don't have a revelation of how important they are or how important every living soul is. But people throw away what they don't value. They throw away what they don't value. But once they value it, it can be priceless. Same object. You know, around volcanoes, you know, diamonds come from the center of the earth or under the earth. And volcanoes spill them out. And there are times when little children will find diamonds worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they didn't know it. To them, it was just a dirty rock that looked like glass. And they might take it and skip it across the lake, not knowing the value of it. And so it is with all other precious stones, jewels, gold. People find gold and if they don't know what it is, it's not valuable. Only people that are trained to know what it is can know the difference between real gold and fool's gold and a rock. People that know what they're doing can value it. People that don't know the value might leave it on the ground. You know, there are rare pennies worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And people see pennies and don't pick them up. It's not valuable. But the collector has a trained eye and he knows which one is valuable. Now, we have salvation. We've been blessed. But there was always a time we didn't know what it was. We didn't know how far it goes. We didn't understand the concept and the reality of what Jesus did for us. He forgave us of all of our sin. All of it. And people who value the fact that Jesus forgave us, through Christ we've been forgiven of all of our sins, they don't want to sin anymore because they value what Jesus did. Without Jesus Christ, we would never, ever be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. Sin disconnected us from God. Old Testament saints couldn't go to heaven. They had to go to Abraham's bosom, a paradise right next door to hell. And they had to wait until the Lord, till Jesus died for them and rose again. And they had to believe on Jesus too. All of them. Even Adam. They had to believe on the seed of woman. that the prophets wrote about. And they had to believe it by their faith. So now we're at a point where we've been given salvation. We've been given the whole kingdom of God, not just eternal life, everlasting life. We've been given the kingdom. We can operate in it. We can own things in it. We can rejoice in the Lord in the kingdom of God. We can be pure in our thoughts. We can be pure in our mind. We can operate pure in our body. We don't have to ever desire the wrong thing again. Even now. See, there's a way to do it. When I first got saved, nobody, you know, people didn't teach it perfectly, as perfect as I just did. They taught you saved, you're washed in the blood. Sometimes they taught that you was a sinner saved by grace, pointing out the fact that there's still sin around us, and we need to ask the Lord to repent. You know, we need to repent and ask the Lord forgiveness continually whenever we do something wrong, which is good. That's true. But with what Jesus did for us, we can rise above all of the concepts of sin. All the power of the enemy is under our feet, even sin. Now, sin, man is no match for sin, but sin is no match for God, and Jesus did a work in us. That's what I'm pointing out. We've been made more than conquerors. We can conquer sin, hell, and the death, and all forms of opposition. If we fill our hearts with the Word of God, receive revelation of the Word of God from the Holy Spirit, and operate in the kingdom of God. We just have to learn how our kingdom works and operate from that point. Jesus pointed out that those in this world of the world system, they're wiser in their world than we are in ours. We've been given the kingdom, and we have to learn how the kingdom operates. And people don't always do that. That takes effort. People want God to do all the work. And people preach that God did all the work and you don't have to do anything. And if God decides you'll be rich, you'll be rich. If God decides you'll be poor, you'll be poor. And you'll just have to honor God the best you can. That's not true. He didn't limit you. No matter how you started, you could have started rich or poor. The way you end is up to you. How far you go in life is up to you. How much joy you receive is totally up to you. Everything hinges on what you put in motion. If you apply the Word of God, the Word of God is applied. If you measure it great, the Word of God will operate in a greater way. If you measure it too small, you'll get it in a small amount. You'll get small results. If you don't measure it at all, you won't get anything. And once you've been saved, you have access to all things. But if you don't have faith for it, it's not going to happen. Even if you have faith, if you have doubt in your heart, you're still not going to get anything. You're not going to go forward. And the world will seem to conquer you. And you'll be in a state of confusion, not knowing what to trust if you don't learn how the kingdom works. And I knew that there were principles that I didn't see and receive and didn't understand. And I knew I could have been living better. I just didn't know how to do it. And I talked about this many times. And I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I know there are some things I just don't know. But I decided by my faith, I'm going to learn it. Jesus gave me the open door. He said, ask. If you ask, seek, and knock, and it will be open to you. You will receive an answer. you will be given what you ask for. And I knew it. And I asked for, and a feeling of joy just came all over me. I just felt the peace of God. I knew that I was on the right track, and I knew that I was going to learn it. I knew I was going to learn what I was after. And then I valued it. Once the Lord taught me what he taught me, I valued what he said. I valued what he said, and I operated in it, and it worked. And I experienced great joy knowing that I didn't have to surrender to any form of sin. I didn't have to live with it in the back of my mind, and I could conquer it. I was more than a conqueror. Now, without the distraction of sin in the back of my mind all the time, I was able to ask God other principles, other questions that were important. And he began to train me to do things that I'm doing now. The assignment that I'm doing now, currently, it took a lot of training to get me to this point to do the things that God has given me to do. And it's working well. The Lord gives me reports of how well it works. And I'm happy too. I love it. I love God. I love his people. I love his word. I love his will. I love doing the principles of God. I'm looking for his return. And I'm praying all the time now about how I can help those who have not made up their mind. And I don't want anybody I know to be left on the default, such as unforgiveness. Sometimes people know about Jesus and they believe for their salvation and they ask God to forgive them of their sins, but they hold grudges in their people that they don't forgive. That's too dangerous. Remember, people have taught the Word of God all kind of ways, but don't discount anything Jesus said. He meant everything he said the way he said. He meant everything that he said precisely the way he said. If you don't forgive, your Father will not forgive you. That means your sins will be retained and you won't go to heaven. Everything he said, he meant it. He doesn't waste words, and he say what he mean. And people don't have a right to change anything. Don't feel the persuasion of popular beliefs that they're not always right. The Word of God is right. And that's what God is going about. But we've been made more than conquerors. Jesus put everything in motion. Now people know when they're doing right and when they're doing wrong. They can judge right and wrong. Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They can tell what's good and they can tell what's evil. And then beyond that, we're made in the image of God. And we learn that if we're doing the right thing, we know it from the heart. Anything wrong, if we gotta hide something, it's not right. You can't live by doubt and unbelief. You have to live by your faith. And it's important to get a good grip on what God is saying. He loves us. He's not out to hurt us. He's not trying to take something from us. He's trying to bless us with all of what he's done for us, with the whole kingdom. He's here to give us counsel and might, knowledge and wisdom. Train us in the fear of the Lord so we'll never get out of control. We'll never get off track, distracted by Satan. We'll stay focused on the things of God. And the things of God are life. And it's better than what you can imagine. If you think you like this world, you're going to love heaven. You wouldn't want to come back here. A rich man on earth, if he went to heaven, he wouldn't want to come back. If he was if he didn't have as much in heaven, he wouldn't want to come back here. The comparison is too great. The peace, the joy, the people of God. Understanding is there. Rich knowledge. And we will forever grow. We will grow from glory to glory. If you take it on yourself to learn the principles of God and things that you want to know, you're going to find. If you seek, you're going to find. And we learn over time, precept on precept, here a little and there a little. The Lord can download information as well. But normally we learn over time. And it's wonderful. It puts our lives in a greater condition. And the enemy's trying to stall all that. He's trying to stop it. He's trying to keep us in the dark. In the dark, he makes himself look more powerful. But in reality, the Lord stripped him of everything and gave us everything. He stripped Satan of everything and gave his people everything. We're going to inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. He made us powerful, but we love each other. There was not a man more meek than Moses. He was very powerful and he kept it under control. And we need to know him. We need to see what the Lord sees, do what the Lord does. God has given us great things. He's helping us to go forward and not backwards. He's teaching us his perfect ways. And he wants us to know him. He wants to do things in our behalf. It was a blessing to learn the principles of life that I was after. I didn't feel afraid anymore. Fear left. Perfect love cast out fear. Also, perfect love helped me to see what God was trying to show me. Perfect love helped me to go forward and not backwards. And Satan couldn't stop me. And he did try, but he could not. He could not stop me. I stopped him. I told him no. I told him to stop his works, and I had good success doing it. And my reality changed. I changed the facts in my life. Things that were negative, I grew stronger and my life became positive. More and more so. And I learned many principles because I was free to think without satanic interference. Now, Satan didn't leave on his own. I made him leave. I drove him out of my life. And every time I learned something new principles, things that I didn't know before, I drove him out some more. I became less limited in my thinking process, in the way I did things. And there's a lot of room for improvement. And I know this. But at least I can do what God gave me to do. No matter what I haven't attained, I have been able to do what God gave me to do. Because of everything he gave me to do, I obeyed him. I obeyed him in the radio broadcast and in the website ministry. And in the Sunday school, everything that he's given me, all the work of the ministry, people he's given me to minister to, I've done it. And you can see the fruits of it sometimes. I don't see people in the radio that listen to the radio. I trust God on that. But God has given me good reports of what He's done in His people. All of us have things that we want to do. People we want to be a blessing to. And we want to see God move in greater ways. But as we receive God's word, we can value it. We won't throw it away. We won't overlook it. Like the children who skipped diamonds across the lake. We won't do that. We'll use what God has given us. And it'll be good. We're going to love it. People are going to live because of the effort you put forth. See, some people, they'll get saved by hearing the word of God. And others that normally wouldn't get saved, they'll see the lives of those who live according to God's word. They'll see them heal. And then they'll be receptive to the word. But once they're saved, they're saved. Once you experience salvation for yourself, now you know what the enemy has been hiding. Otherwise, you'll stay with the logic and mindset that had you to reject God. You know, recently I asked the Lord his definition of death, and he said it's rejection of life. Death is rejection of life. So I asked him about sin. I said, what's your definition of sin? And he said, it's a lying alternative. And it don't always look bad. But it's a lying alternative from Satan. And he dresses it up to look good. But it's weakness. Sorrow's in it. Death is in it. Death is the end game of sin. Sin causes people to reject life. That's why we have to preach the gospel. And we have to teach the word. And we have to help people see so they can have faith themselves. See, when we preach the gospel, that's where faith comes from. And once they have faith in their heart, the word gets in their heart, and that's where they have faith for their lives. And then they'll make a sober choice, and they'll be saved, and they'll enjoy the kingdom of God like we do. And they'll learn to value it. Now, Satan gets a foothold in our lives through our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears. That's what the Lord taught me one day years and years ago, back in the late 80s. Our weaknesses, hurts, and fears. Areas where we were weak. That's where Satan usually starts this process. Hurts, the things people did against us. And the way to kill hurts is forgive. And pray for people that did you wrong. Pray for people who despitefully use you. That's the bottom of the barrel. They despitefully use you for their own gain, even against your will, and you're going to pray for them so they can live and forgive them of their sin. But when you do that, you know for a fact that God forgave you of your sin. You value what God said. That's why you do it. But you find the wisdom out as you do it. You kill weaknesses by receiving God's word in place of deception and lack of knowledge. And then fears. Fears has no foundation. Perfect love will cast out fear. The more you love God and train in His word, you're going to find yourself not being afraid. And Satan won't have anything to attach. His hooks won't stick to you. They won't. His traps. That's the way you spring all of his traps. Kill his weaknesses, hurts, and fears with the word. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.